Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And Lord, we just want to start with acknowledging how much you love us and how much you want to reveal yourself to us. And you know that each one of us is in a different place, and that wherever you are drawing us to you. That in our spirit, we are already fully engaged in the training that's going on here on this earth. But Lord, we want to be whole, complete, and entire. We want our body and our soul to be one with our spirit. So we want to join you in the process that you are engaging in bringing us into that oneness. Just as even while Jesus was here on this earth, he was still one with you. Lord, we also want to be one with you even while we're here. And we want to acknowledge that that's possible because you desire it. You sent your son. You trained your son. You equipped him, made him able, and instructed him to do exactly what he needed to do in order to bring us into you. So, Lord, we want to do that. We want to step into everything that you have for us here on this earth. Lord, a great deal of that is that our soul, the great restrictions we're facing, our beliefs, our wounds, and the world system, things that are going on in this earth that you have set to go on in this earth, from time to things that are going on in world history. You have set us here, each one of us, for this time, and we want to make the most of it. We want to be joining you in your purpose. Lord, it's for our own good, for our own sakes, that we want to be one with you, that we can receive peace, receive eternal life, while everything is chaos around us. Lord, make our path clear. Not necessarily easy. We want to be learning how to be what you want us to be. And you leave mountains in our way. And sometimes we have to cross them. Sometimes we have to go around them. Sometimes we have to dig through them. But Lord, also sometimes you say, you're teaching us to say to the mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be removed. We have a long way to go, Lord, but it's within our soul that we have this battle. So Lord, any wounds that you want to heal right now, I just ask that you bring to our minds any thought, memory, or emotion that will bring us, encapsulate that area that needs to be healed. And Lord, we just ask for your healing in that area. And we just thank you for bringing that healing. And even if we don't sense that healing right now, Lord, show us over the days to come that that area is no longer as sensitive as it was, that you have made the change. Lord, also teach us to overcome the devil. That's why you've left him here, is to teach us to overcome him. We can't exactly learn how to become overcomers without having something to overcome. So, Lord, for each one of us, make us aware of any of the enemy's wiles, any interference that you want to address right now, that you want to deal with. Just bring that to our understanding right now. Lord, is this something we can take authority over? And if he says yes, we're just going to take authority. We take authority over whatever this is. And if the Lord has given you clearly what it is, speak it out. Take this over distraction. I command you to go now. You must go where Jesus sends you, and you can't come back. You have no right to be here. You must leave now. And you must take all your friends who have no right to be here with you. Lord, is there anything else you want to deal with as far as distraction? So, Lord, is there anything that has a legal right to be here? And if he says yes, set aside a time to speak with him, to ask the Lord if there is a wound or a belief that needs to be changed. This is often where we have the greatest challenge, that we need to work with the Lord to find out what it is that has given a demonic a legal right to be in our life. Now, sometimes it's not a wound in us, but perhaps a wound in a family member or a generational wound that's been passed along or a spoken curse or any a variety of things that you've been basically the victim of that you may not even be aware of. But so we're not going to be able to go too deep at this point in time. Some other time we'll probably dedicate a whole series to dealing with this particular aspect of becoming free from the demonics. But for now, just understand that you're going to have a conversation with God. And then if we're going to go through, Lord, is there anything else you want to deal with right now? Now, he's saying no, so I'm going to keep going. So, but if he says yes to you, even just go ahead and pause what you're listening to and continue to work with him. He wants us to be free and healed, so, and one in him. So when we ask him for wisdom, when we ask him to reveal himself and to reveal what's going on in our lives and to learn to take authority over all our enemies, we are joining him in his purposes. We don't have to talk God into healing us. We don't have to talk God into setting us free. We don't have to talk God into teaching us, training us, or revealing himself to us. He loves us and wants what's best for us. And he knows far better than we do what that is. And so we let him do what he wants to do in our lives. And that simple conversation, as you learn how to do it, you may want to do that more and more throughout the day. Don't reserve it for one period of time. And this is something you should definitely do on a daily basis, even if it's just to become comfortable with having a conversation with God. So then, Lord, is there anything else you want to talk about before we move on into this teaching? there's a lot of confusion out there, a lot of confusion and fear about what to think about what God is doing. And what one of the things we're going to talk about, we'll deal with that, but part of that is a soulical fear. You're feeling out of control, and that's your soul trying to gain control. And God is letting that happen in you. So don't worry about it. Don't be distracted by it. That's your soul trying to, through emotional means or intellect or even some actions, activity, try to gain control over something that God doesn't want you to have control over. But our soul wants to have control. That's part of its job, is to maintain control. Control equals protection. But now that you are a living spirit, you don't need your soul to be that, to fulfill that job. That job's already taken, and you don't need your soul to do that. Your soul's still going to try to do that. Don't be distracted by being concerned or worried or even fearful. If you do this little exercise that we just did on a regular basis, what you will do is have confidence that you are hearing from God, that you are doing what He wants you to be doing, and that He is trustworthy. You may not be able to solve all the world's problems, but knowing that God knows not only what the world's problems are, but yours. And He's working through them on your behalf will give you a sense of peace and confidence that He's got this all under control. Your soul will be on a journey learning that, and it takes a while. And that's really where faith comes from, by experience. Because He's been faithful in the past to us, we know we can have confidence in His faithfulness for tomorrow when He asks us to go. But it's based on our own experience. We can be encouraged by what others have experienced, but our faith is based on our experience. Hearing the word of God in our heart, in our ear, to us, for us. When He sees the raging fear in our hearts, and He says, "Peace, be still." And our hearts are stilled and quiet and calm. And we sense that peace. That is where faith comes from. I know God is real because I have experienced Him. Nobody can take that from you. And I know we all want to have a reason there is a God, and a reason that He's a good God and Jesus existed, and all these other little arguments, and they're all great, and they're all helpful. But that doesn't change our hearts. What changes our hearts is an encounter with a living God. And one of the things that's so encouraging right now, with all the turmoil in the world, that, you know, God is not waiting for us, for our governments or our outreach ministries, to reveal Himself to individuals on a regular basis. I'm sure you've read about and seen these recountings of people encountering Jesus. and him making himself known to people, just as he did the shepherds, just as he has throughout time. And then saying, now go over there, and they'll teach you about me. He doesn't need our efforts. When I was working for a huge ministry, and they were building again, and the reason they were building is because God couldn't get any farther. God couldn't move into this area until they had built in that area. And I was almost wanted to step away in case lightning struck. God doesn't need us. He's never needed us. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need you to honor him or glorify him or even love him. Because for one thing, in your spirit, you already do all those things. But he's not needy. There's no part of God that there is any area of need. He lacks nothing. But he wants you. He wants me. Not so we can do something for him, but so we can be with him and receive from him. Again, what is his basic nature? God is love. What does that look like? God gives. For God so loved the world, he gave. For God so loves you, he gives. He gives you exactly what you need. He has prepared for you exactly what you need. He has placed within you exactly what you need. You are exactly at the right place at the right time for your needs to be met. Not on your terms, on his. Now we have to keep his goal in mind. And his goal is that he would be able to share himself, to give himself, so that we would in turn reflect that same nature, have that same nature, and give to others, and give to him, back to him as well. What does he want? When somebody gives you something unconditionally, what are they expecting? Appreciation. Gratitude, appreciation will always be a wonderful marker, a wonderful way of knowing someone's a relational Christian. Someone knows God when they are grateful for God, for what he has done, what he is doing, on a personal level. Not back then, not, oh, he saved me and I'm so grateful, I've been running on that for 40 years and now I can't wait to get to heaven. Or what he's going to do, oh, he's saved me from hell, now I'm going to heaven, I'll be able to be with my family. Well, first, we have no idea what's coming, what came before or after, so those are not even good motivational talking points. But what has he done for you lately? What has he done in you lately? Now, one of the big challenges we have is what we've been taught. And one of the big puzzles we have to, or mazes we have to work our way out of, is this whole idea of growing. Growing and maturing. as we follow on to know him personally, we increase in our awareness, in our solical senses of his presence, his involvement in our lives, and even get to know his character. In your spirit, who you truly are, you are already as mature as you're ever going to get. You are eternally mature. You are finished. And in a sense, your true soulical condition is not growing either. Instead, your soul, not growing, but becoming free. Again, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your mind is becoming free. Your emotions are becoming free. Your will is becoming free. None of them are free now. They have so many restrictions and wounds and believing and lies that they believe in, that they are, your soul is not right now free to join to your spirit. Odds are. So he's freeing our soul from the masks and the hindrances to exist as it was created to exist, as the subject of our spirit. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body for our time here on this earth. In a sense, our body as well, though it is growing older, is not maturing. Age, living another day, doesn't mean you're more mature. Just means you're older. Do we get closer to God? Are there levels of saintliness? Or is there simply in him or out of him? If you are alive in your spirit and your spirit is in him, and I am alive in spirit and my spirit is in him, aren't we equal spiritually? And how can you get closer to something than being in it? In him, in God, in Christ, if we are in him, there is no shadow of turning. No change, no maturing, growth. For us, what does change is only the appearance of God himself to and through us. The more time we spend with him, the more he brings our soul into alignment. And what does change is how much of the character that is in our spirit shines through our soul and our body. So rather than a growing or a new level or a maturing, you know how on your windshield, say you've just gone through a mud hole and you turn your wipers on to get the mud off your windshield. That's not maturing or growing. That's just restoring to its original state of being. And so our process is to restore our soul so we can see through it. So it's still there. It's still doing its job. It's still providing us a way of being on this earth. And again, we don't know past or future. But for right now, this is what we've been assigned. But our goal is not to fix the windshield. The windshield's not broken. It's just got dirt on it. So by cleaning it, we're not maturing it. We're not even fixing it. We're just cleaning it. It's on the surface. We don't need to repair it. We just wipe it off. We are not really growing or reaching the next level. But our experience of knowing God personally brings us more and more into dependence on Him, where He is more and more clearly and easily revealed to and through us. So others may even say, we may even feel or sense that it may appear that we are growing in Him, becoming a more mature Christian. It is more accurate to say that He is increasingly more apparent. His characteristics are more often and clearly shining through us. It's not that we're even decreasing, but that our soul is subjecting itself to our spirit and properly aligning back to the way God created it, created us to relate within ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, in the beginning. That which we are, even that which was created by Him and is pleasing to Him, pales in His brightness. People and ourselves, we see Him. We don't get distracted by what He's doing in us because we enjoy His presence. And even as we go through some difficult times on this earth, and there is going to be some difficult times, regardless of what happens. For instance, we have this election coming up. Regardless of what happens, it's going to be difficult. I don't want to be distracted by what's going on in the earth. My confidence will come from knowing that I'm working on my assignment. Do you know what God wants you to be doing right now? Let's ask, Lord, please clarify for me if there's any changes I need to make, any change in emphasis, any change in time. Let's just start there. Lord, where I'm spending my time, I just ask that you bring to my mind if there's an area that I need to give up in order to be able to spend more time with you. Lord, I just ask if there's any other activity that I need to change now. Take these to Him, and just as simple as that. And for those of you who did not hear anything in just those few seconds, because that's all it takes. He doesn't need a lot of time to speak. He's right there. There may be interference. So if you are really struggling in that area, drop me a line, and I'll help you through that. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Have a great night.